Don't like it. You hear those chants?
You know, I don't really pay attention. I'm just focused on the game and whatever I can do to help the team win. And, don't really focus on really anything else.
So. At the same time, though, it's got to be frustrating because you want to get out there and help the team win, but you weren't given that opportunity.
Well, I'm definitely a competitor, and, I love playing the game. And whatever role, they give me, that's what I'm going to try to do to the best of my ability. And whatever I can do, on the sidelines, whether that's trying to see something, talk to Kyle, encourage guys, whatever, that's what I'm going to do. So
I know over the years you've heard, you thought you'd heard it all, but now you got fans getting together, spending, I guess, $10,000 on billboards to say we want Tebow out there.
I guess I appreciate the support, but we got people in charge here that we trust, and trust are going to do the right thing and doing a good job.
Somebody suggested to me that they should spend the $10,000 on the Tim Tebow Foundation. That would be 10 grand better spent.
I think so. I think that's a good idea, man. I like where your head's at.
It was a listener, not me.
does it ever get any uncomfortable for you? I mean, in terms of fans chanting your name, and when you know you have a role here too.
Well, to be honest, there's nothing I can do about it. And just like all the other questions y'all ask, how I respond to those is, why worry about it? I can't control it. I can't do anything about it, And so I just try to stay focused on what I can control. And everything else, the good, the bad, in between, I can't do anything about it. So I'm not going to spend my time worrying about it, or because it's not something that I can control.
Are you frustrated that you're like red zone touch? I mean, last year there were those packages in. We saw that roll for you through September, October. Is that still a possibility there? Do you think that could happen?
I'm not sure. If that's something that they want, I'll do whatever they ask me to do, and whatever I can do to help this team.
Is it something that's prepared now, though? Is it something ready to go?
I don't necessarily think it's something that we've really repped a lot, or it's in the game plan. But I mean, if they wanted to dial it up, I'm sure we've repped that stuff enough times we could go out there and run it.
Looks like there's going to be a rookie quarterback starting for the other team, assuming it's bruised wrist. What do you see when you see a rookie playing on the other side? What's that going to be like?
Well, good for him. He had an opportunity, and I think he's making the most of it. And I think he's doing a good job.
Do you ever think, why not me here?
No, I'm definitely not a person that thinks like that. I am extremely blessed, and when we get into questions like that, you wonder why, and that's not at all me. I am very lucky to be a Denver Bronco and very lucky to be here, and I'm very thankful for my opportunities, and I don't once, question why, at all. I'm very thankful for what I have and what I've been blessed with in my life.
Do you put a timetable on your head, though? I mean, you didn't start as a rookie except for those last three. If you don't start this year, maybe it's 3-4 years. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, Tony Romo, guys like that, Philip Rivers sat and had plenty of success. So is it something you spend any time thinking about?
I try not to be honest with you. I try to take it one day at a time, get better every day, improve. When I get opportunities, try to show that I'm improving. But just constantly, keep believing in myself, have confidence in myself when I get those opportunities and make the most of them. And besides that, just go out there every day and work hard.
Tim, from that aspect, though, at Nice, you were the guy. Urban was so fond of saying, when the game's on the line, 15's carrying the mail. And you did all this stuff there, and you've been so used to playing and so used to being in the center of everything. How difficult is it to know right now you're kind of on the periphery when your talent indicates that you're good enough to be out there?
Well, I'm very competitive, and I love playing the game of football, and I love competing in general. So, I want to be out there. Obviously, everybody in this locker room's competitive. They want to be out there competing and helping their team. So, when I got those opportunities, I want to make the most of them. When I don't get those opportunities, I got to be the best leader, the best supporter, the best teammate that I can be.